In April, more than 48,000 people voting in the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary chose uninstructed as part of a campaign to protest U.S. military aid to Israel and the lack of a U.S.-backed ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Then-candidate President Joe Biden picked up 10 times as many votes across the state, but the 48,000 who didn't back Biden more than doubled his winning margin in Wisconsin 4 years ago over Donald Trump. Now, with Vice President Kamala Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket, pro-Palestinian or peace groups continue to interrupt her at campaign events, calling for change, including Wednesday night in Madison. Here's how the candidate responded.
Hey, you know what? Listen, we all want the war in Gaza to end and get the hostages out as soon as possible, and I will do everything in my power to make it heard and known, and everyone has a right to be heard, but right now I am speaking.
The pro-ceasefire coalition known as Listen to Wisconsin, Ceasefire First, Votes Next campaign has also been active in Milwaukee, holding a rally outside City Hall a couple of weeks ago as early voting began. The event started with chanting.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Organizer Hala Ahmed promised to keep making the group's views known.
We're going to spread this message all over the state of Wisconsin. And if we're not heard, we'll see what the consequences are on Election Day.
And right now, that's the big unknown. As vital as the loss of life in Gaza and in Israel, dating back to the October 7th, 2023 Hamas attacks on Israel, is to many voters, polls show it is not a top issue for most people. Outside Fox Point Village Hall last week, early voter Jim says he cast his ballot for Harris out of concern for preserving democracy in the U.S. He says Harris's support for Israel was not a factor.
No, Israel is a sovereign country. You know, they don't have to listen to us, you know. I would like things to go better there. I would like things to be better in Gaza, but it's up to them.
Another early voter, who gave her name as Kate, says she hopes Harris becomes the first female U.S. president. Asked about Gaza, Kate said,
you know, it is important, but I think overall, all of the other issues, withholding a vote is going to be really detrimental to the rest of the population. So I wasn't comfortable withholding for that reason alone.
In other words, Kate doesn't want Republican candidate Donald Trump to benefit by withheld votes for Harris. It appears very few members of the Listen to Wisconsin coalition are going to vote for Trump, even though he boasts he could halt the Israel-Hamas war quickly. He has repeatedly pledged to back Israel. But some coalition members are either promising to vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein or someone else. Coalition organizer Ahmed says as early voting ends no later than this Sunday, and Election Day arrives on Tuesday, she urges people to vote their conscience.
We believe that everybody deserves dignity and safety and freedom, and that doesn't stop when it comes to Palestinians.
Ahmed and others say if the ceasefire hasn't arrived by Election Day and there's no change in sending military aid to Israel, protests will continue after the contest is decided. And just this afternoon, Students for a Democratic Society, the Milwaukee Anti-War Committee, and other groups announced a Milwaukee rally next Wednesday night against both major parties, no matter the outcome of the election, if the parties don't represent the group's goal for Palestinian liberation. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.